question, it is said that if lust is suppressed, then it leads to anger. So if somebody is short-tempered, does that mean that they are having a lot of lust which they are trying to repress? Answer, not necessarily. This is a logical fallacy called the problem of the antecedent. If A, then B. But that does not mean if B, then A. So if we say, if it rains, the pavement outside my house will be wet. But that may be true, but that does not mean if the pavement outside my house is wet, that means it has rained yesterday. Somebody could have spilled water over there. There might have been a water pipe leakage over there. Somebody might be cleaning that area and that's why it might be wet. So unless we can say that the sole cause of B is A, then the presence of B does not necessarily imply the presence of A. So similarly, yes, when our desires are not fulfilled, we tend to get angry. Dhayato vishayan pumsa sangaste shupajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho bhijayate. So it is when somebody is lusty and then they don't get lust fulfilled, they may go towards violence. And many movies have this plot. In real life also it happens sometimes. If somebody is targeting somebody with their lust and they don't get that person, they may destroy that person, they may destroy their rival, they may break havoc. So lust does lead to anger. That's true, but at the same time, there are some people who tend to be short-tempered. And it may or may not be that they are fighting their lust at that time. Krodha is also an anartha independent of kama. In some ways, it comes from kama, but the word kama has multiple meanings. One is specifically sexual desire, but the other can be generically desire. And not all desires are bad. In dharma, artha, kama, moksha, if you consider, kama is considered to be one of the purusharthas. So, Krishna also says, dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamos vibhartashyam. Their kama can refer to ambition, their kama can be the desire for a happy family life. That's not necessarily wrong in any way. So, if somebody is short-tempered, or somebody is irritable, somebody is prone to violent fits, that has to be seen in the context of that person. We can't artificially impose certain philosophical point on that. It could be if somebody is battling against lust and they're repressing that, and because of that repressed desire, small things make them angry. But it may not be like that also. Somebody might just have a tendency to be a perfectionist. And if they are perfect, they have the tendency to be perfectionists. And if people around them don't do work properly, they can get angry with them for that. Now, we could stretch and say that desire for perfectionism is lust. But that's quite a stretch. So, we could say perfectionism is controlling mentality. But then, we may want something perfect for Krishna's service also. Or for doing a particular work properly in a mood of service. So, therefore, rather than sending a person on a guilt trip or making ourselves feel guilty, you have krodha, that means you must also have kama. Because of your kama, your krodha is coming. Because of lust, anger is coming. To see what is causing the anger and how best can we deal with it. If it is because of repressed lust, then it has to be dealt with accordingly in a proper way that lust needs to be fulfilled in dharmic way or needs to be purified, then maybe the anger will go down. Or otherwise, we have to look at the trigger for the anger. We have to look for what is it that is causing the anger and deal with that situation appropriately. So, philosophical points are true, but whether a specific philosophical point applies at a specific situation, that we have to consider according to time, place, circumstance, and then understand. Thank you. Hare Krishna.